On account of him the people left the place and went to Shungpovi and settled down about 3/4 of the way to the top of the mesa. When the Shungpovi people found out that there were only 7 families of them there, they called their place the 7th point Chung A Tuika. While living at this place, they were constantly asking the Shungpovi chief if they could join with his people, but he refused them every time, because they were a dark-colored people. Of course, they didn't have any land to farm, and what little gardening they did was on the bench where there was only a few inches of dirt on top of the rocks. Finally, the Mishongnovi leader went to the Shungpovi chief again. Now about this time Walpi was established, and when the Shungpovi people heard about it, they decided they would let the Mishongnovi people go to guard the corn rock, which was a very important shrine. So the chief of Shungpovi said, "If you want to become a part of my people, I have a shrine by the corn rock and I need someone to take care of it. If you wish to be a part of my people, you must settle there." The chief of Shungpovi continued, "The eastern star has come up so that we are expecting the Bahana, our savior, a white man. We want to know him when he comes, so I delegate the Crow clan to look for the Bahana. The Bahana, our savior, will do away with all evil people. But if the Bahana is not the true Bahana, it will be your duty to make away with him." 36. So Mishong and his people settled by the corn rock, founding Mishongnovi, and the Crow clan has handed down the idea that they are the ones to look for the Bahana. Other clans joined this pueblo, so the Crow clan became the royal family of Mishongnovi. When Mishong's people were settled there, they were given some land to the southeast. Now the chief of Walpi thought they were taking some of his land, so the chief of the Shungpovi went to Walpi and told the chief that he had the right to give the people that much land, as he was the first one to serve them. So then they made a boundary line from one of the points on the North Mesa to the South Mesa. The North Mesa is called Ponotiwi, shrine that looks like a fat person. The South Mesa is called Akuhivi, meaning a little pool or deep rock tank. And here they could easily dip water with a ladle, Aku, which always hung there. This seemed to be satisfactory to both sides, so they settled on that question of the boundary line. About this time all the other villages were just beginning to be established, like Awatavai, and the others on the Jedito, and it was found that the Awatavai people were speaking the same dialect as the Mishongnovi people. Of course at that time there was nobody at Chipalovi, Crow or Kachina clans. 37. How a family quarrel led to the founding of Arabi. Like all the other people, the Shungpovi chief and his brothers were usually having some kind of trouble or argument over something, and about this time he found out that his younger brother was too bold. He was rather taking too much authority upon himself and didn't have much respect for the other people. He never would do much of anything in the way of work, but he would always be down in the fields when the crops were ripe and he helped himself to the things the other people had grown. Since he was one of the royal family, no one had a right to say anything to him. And he was always grabbing corn from other people's fields at the time of the harvest, and that was where he got his provisions, for he didn't grow anything himself. Now the people were rather tired of this and they were all turning against him, but no one dared say anything. One day they had baked sweet corn and the men were there husking it, and this man came down and picked out as much as he could carry of the best corn the men had. It happened that his brother, the chief, was there at the time, and his brother, having the same right or being a little above him, called him down. Then all the other men thought that was their chance to say something to him. And they all called him down. That hurt him more than anything else, and he left all the corn right there and went home. When night came on, he left Shungpovi. The next morning he was missing and no one knew where he had gone, and from then on, they were always looking for him and would send out searching parties, but they never could find him. Nobody ever heard anything about him. All the other villages were asked if he had gone to one of them, but he was not in any of them. One day they went out hunting, and at that time Third Mesa was a hunting place where they hunted cottontails among the rock. Now while they were there hunting, they found this man. He was living in one of the little caves. His name was Machito. When they found him, they tried to get him to talk, but he wouldn't speak to them. So they tried to bring him back home, but he would not go with. 38. When they got home, they told his wife that her husband was over on the mesa and asked her to go and see if she could get him to come home. The next day, she went, but he told her he would never return to Shungpovi, that he had left his people for good. He wanted to see how his brother would get along without him, because he considered that he himself had witchcraft power and that it was he that knew all the different songs and all the ceremonies that were being carried on at that time. His wife made 4 trips over there, but she could not get him to come home, so she decided to go over and join him. So when she got there, they went up on top of the mesa and built up there. From then on, in the other villages, whoever was mistreated or got mad at something went over there to live. When other clans drifted in, Machito didn't have many questions to ask of them, but just brought them in, for he wanted to get ahead of his brother and have more people in a short time. Bear Clan. 39. How the Spaniards came to Shungpovi, how they built a mission, and how the Hopi destroyed the mission. It may have taken quite a long time for these villages to be established. Anyway, every place was pretty well settled down when the Spanish came. The Spanish were first heard of at Zuni and then at Awatavai. They came on to Shungpovi, passing Walpi. At first Mesa, Si Chotki was the largest village then, and they were called Si Chotki, not Walpi. The Walpi people were living below the present village on the west side. When the Spaniards came, the Hopi thought that they were the ones. They were looking for their white brother, the Bahana, their savior. The Spaniards visited Shungpovi several times before the missions were established. The people of Mishongavi welcomed them, so the priest who was with the white men built the first Hopi mission at Mishongavi. The people of Shungpovi were at first afraid of the priests, but later they decided he was really the Bahana, the savior, and let him build a mission at Shungpovi. Well, about this time the Strap clan was ruling at Shungpovi, and they were the ones that gave permission to establish the mission. The Spaniards, whom they called Castillo, told the people that they had much more power than all their chiefs and a whole lot more power than the witches. The people were very much afraid of them, particularly if they had much more power than the witches. They were so scared that they could do nothing but allow themselves to be made slaves. Whatever they wanted done must be done. Any man in power that was in this position, the Hopi called Todaachi, which means a grouchy person that will not do anything himself, like a child. They couldn't refuse, or they would be slashed to death or punished in some way. There were 2 Todaachi. The missionary did not like the ceremonies. He did not like the Kachinas, and he destroyed the altars and the customs. He called it idol worship and burned up all the ceremonial things in the plaza. When the priests started to build the mission, the men were sent away over near the San Francisco peaks to get the pine or spruce beams. These beams were cut and put into shape roughly and were then left till the next year when they had dried out. 40. Beams of that size were hard to carry, and the first few times they tried to carry these beams on their backs, 20 to 30 men walking side by side under the beam. But this was rather hard in rough places, and one end had to swing around. So finally they figured out a way of carrying the beam in between them. They lined up two by two with the beam between the lines. In doing this, some of the Hopis were given authority by the missionary to look after these men and to see if they all did their duty. If any man gave out on the way, he was simply left to die. There was great suffering. Some died for lack of food and water, while others developed scabs and sores on their bodies. It took a good many years for them to get enough beams to Shungpovi to build the mission. When this mission was finally built, all the people in the village had to come there to worship, and those that did not come were punished severely. In that way, their own religion was altogether wiped out, because they were not allowed to worship in their own way. All this trouble was a heavy burden on them, and they thought it was on account of this that they were having a heavy drought at this time. They thought their gods had given them up because they weren't worshipping the way they should. Now during this time the men would go out pretending they were going on a hunting trip, and they would go to some hiding place to make their prayer offerings. So today, a good many of these places are still to be found where they left their little stone bowls in which they ground their copper or to paint the prayer sticks.